Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We have Pitt playing one of its biggest games at Heinz Field. You know, I'm not going to say... I was about to say maybe its biggest game at Heinz Field since, and I was going to bring up that one game that you played in, Dorn, but the last time I did that, it put you in a bad mood, and I don't want to do that on a Friday.
Please don't do
that. I'm not.
Today.
That's why I caught myself short.
Well, you already basically just did, because you didn't talk about it directly.
Well, if
you
I don't say it, it doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Now I'm mad.
I didn't say
because
it.
Because you could have just left that out. You could have said the biggest game at Heinz Field in a long time.
I'm leaning on you for your... Roger Ebert-esque analysis of scary movies. So I don't want to tick you off and offend you because I still need your help with that in order to rectify the situation with Amanda at home.
And that could go very soft because I can give you movies and I know you'll watch that'll be very, very, very gruesome. Bloody,
or just straight up like impossible
horrible.
To watch like
yes.
The Chris Kattan movie that got suggested 20 minutes ago. Now, some Steelers fans, what I'm about to say, might think this is a scary thought, okay? But I want you to hear me say it and then let it seep in. Tell me how it sounds to you, Doran. And then we can break it down and discuss it and what it means and if you think it would work. But I just want you, because Steelers fans are going to have some time on their hands this weekend. And I know there are a ton of college football fans locally that root for different teams. There's Pitt fans, there's Penn State fans, there's Notre Dame fans, there's West Virginia fans like my wife who once cried at 13-9 and so on and so forth. There's the stray Syracuse fan like myself. There's the Clarion fan or the Penn West fan like Joe Kopp. Yeah, are you now a Penn West fan? Are you going to get a t-shirt that says Penn West?
I think they should send me one.
You were on the Wikipedia page.
It's true. I think
for
I still
notable
am.
Alumni, wow. Along with Kurt Angle, Dan Zangrilli, Larry Richer, and,
wow.
And John Calipari.
That's big time right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he was on that list. Are you on the Pitt alum page?
No.
That's BS.
Well, it is what it
Come
is.
On, Wikipedia.
I'm on West A's.
Step your game up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Steelers fans root for different teams on Saturdays is my point. I think every Steelers fan should sit down at 3:30 Saturday afternoon and watch Pitt and Clemson, and here's why. Hear me out. Ready? Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback. Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Try that on for size.
Okay.
Kenny
just like
Pickett,
this
just
shirt?
Like this, 937thefan.com on our web stream.
Try it on
our
for
video
size.
Stream. We have Vote Kenny shirts that we're going to be wearing down at the tailgates tomorrow. I'm very excited for this. Look at these beauties. And the real Pitt colors.
Yes.
Not the fugazi colors that you were forced to wear when you were there.
Yeah, I threw away all my stuff that I had.
Gold and navy?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, you didn't even have Pitt script.
No. Block.
You got block
Pitt.
Did it say Pittsburgh any years you were there, or was it at least Pitt?
It was just P-I-T-T. I got there right when they changed it, before that old Panther, whatever it was.
With the Pittsburgh
yeah.
on it.
Oh, goodness.
We'll talk to Dave. Ronnie's got to have a take on that at 4 o'clock,
for
right?
For sure.
I'm going to ask him, Dave, why the heck were you not able to wear the Pitt script when you were there coaching? And I'm sure he'll give us a very honest answer. Anyways, Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback. think about it from this perspective, Doran. I think, and you can say, no, Andrew, that's, come on, that's nuts, that's crazy. Don't you think one of the major reasons why the Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph is because Kevin Colbert, up close and personal, watched Mason Rudolph's games against Pitt?
Yes.
I don't think that that's nuts. What did you say about your time in Tennessee with the Titans? That the coaches there had watched you do what?
Play in high school.
Yeah.
Yep.
As wild as that might sound, mm-hmm. you scout a guy in person, you feel a certain way about him, you, from that up-close encounter, you determine, hey, this guy's a pretty good player. It makes a big difference from watching him on TV or whatever else, right? Secondhand mm-hmm. reports. Kevin Colbert goes to a ton of Steelers games. He's in that press box all the time. He's watching Kenny Pickett a lot. My bet is he'll be there Saturday. He'll be there tomorrow, and he won't be the only representative from the Steelers who's probably there thinking, we need to scout quarterbacks. We need to do our homework on the 2022 quarterbacks. No?
Yes.
This is one of the best defenses in college football, Clemson. No better time, no better use of time than to watch a guy in our own backyard play against one of the closest things to an NFL defense, the Clemson defense, on Saturday.
Totally agree. Now, you're talking first round Steelers draft?
Why not? Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback. What do you think?
I mean,
you love it, you hate it, you That's it?
I'm not a big fan or proponent of guys staying here or being from here playing for the Steelers. I just think it causes too many.
He's not from here. Well, he's from New Jersey.
He's been here for the last 5 years, so he's basically from here. I mean,
oh, so you're here 5 years, now you're an adopted Pittsburgher?
What about you?
I've been here double that, dude.
Are you adopted Pittsburgher?
I married into it, yes.
Oh,
my
okay.
wife went to Bethel Park.
Okay.
Her parents grew up in Knoxville.
When's the last time they made shirts for you? They made vote for Kenny. He is a Pittsburgher.
Yeah. I've had shirts made for me.
Yeah? What do they say on it?
Usually there's things that are disparaging and make fun of the fact that I can't get any of my picks right. But anyways.
I think if it were to come down to the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that is a yes. That is 100% yes.
Matt Canada,
yes.
Exactly. He'd because love a guy that is physical him. And can run the ball yes. and do quarterback sneaks and stuff like that.
Yes. I think if it came down to Matt Canada, that's the guy that he would love to run his offense of the future.
So why
the
are you so on it? You think that he's going to stick around in Pittsburgh and it's going to be hard on him because of what exactly? Like, if anything, he's comfortable here.
He
knows Heinz Field. He knows the fans. Like, that, it's not going to be an overwhelming sensation or phenomenon for him.
I just think
if he
the
gets
pressure.
Drafted by the Steelers.
I think that's a lot of pressure.
There's going to be pressure on any quarterback they draft early. Why not Kenny Pickett?
If he thinks what he's going through now is a lot of pressure, and you know his name being floating out there for the Heisman race and this and that, and say he does win the Heisman, and say he gets picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wouldn't you? I mean, just love it.
Yeah, that would be a great story, but what if he just doesn't have that great of NFL career, and then that all just
but
goes away?
Since when are you the guy that looks at a situation like this glass half empty and starts to come up with the reasons why you think it's going to fail?
I just,
doesn't the guy have what it takes to be a good NFL starting quarterback?
Yes. Yes. But pressure comes. The outside stuff sometimes creeps in, and it's not what you really do on the field. It's the things that happen around you and the people that happen around you. I mean, you know how fair weather people are here in the city?
Yeah.
People are fair weather. I mean, people are all on the Pitt bandwagon now because they've been winning. I mean, that's just how it goes. It is what it is. Like, I'm not speaking something that's really out of line right now.
But that's going to be true for any quarterback that they take early.
But it would be enhanced if it is a guy that is literally next door that has, you know, say, like I said, hindsight, won the Heisman. That would be
so
enhanced.
But what?
Look
okay.
at James Conner.
Yeah, but James Conner was not he was an ACC Player of the Year, so I can't say that he didn't have great success in college. You're not trying to say, though, if Aaron Donald or Darrell Revis or Larry Fitzgerald had been drafted by the Steelers, that they wouldn't have ended up as Hall of Famers, are you?
No, those are totally different positions.
So you don't think Pickett has elevated himself in the same class as those great Pitt players yet?
Yes, but all those players went to a different team.
Yeah, but if they played for the Steelers, you think that they're not as good?
But different positions. It's not quarterback.
Too many eyes and focus on a quarterback.
Too much. Way too much. I just don't think that it would bode well here if he was picked by the Steelers. I just think it would just be set up for failure. Like, I mean, if you don't – for what you accomplish in college and say this pans out to be a great season and they uh-huh. do all these things, people are going to expect him to take to win a Super Bowl with the Steelers.
Yes.
And if he doesn't do that, then it'll be looked at as a failure. And then that would erase his history.
That's true of any quarterback that gets picked by the Steelers.
I just think it'd be enhanced if it's a guy that's next door for the last 5 years. I think it would be
so
enhanced.
If you were sitting there on draft day and you were looking at Matt Corral from Ole Miss or Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati or one of those guys, and it was very close between those quarterbacks and Kenny Pickett, and it was very, very, very close, and it was hard to pick one over the other, you would say take one of those other guys because it's going to be easier for them to adjust to playing in Pittsburgh. They're not going to deal with the same pressure and expectations that Kenny Pickett is going to have on him.
I probably would do that.
Damn.
And it's not about selling tickets. It's not like you're going to the Jaguars where, you know, and say like Tim Tebow was from Jacksonville and he was, you know,
and they
the
didn't
first pick
him. They took Tyson Alualu instead.
Right. So, I mean, so that would be another situation where you need to sell tickets. You don't need to sell tickets here. Like, they would do that to sell tickets. Like, I can see if Kenny Pickett was getting drafted by, you know, if there was a New Jersey team.
I'm trying to think of a time where a team drafted a local quarterback and it worked. Where a guy stayed or went to a team where he was from that area or he played college football close by and it worked.
I just had one right in my mind. Oh, my goodness.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I can't think of one right off the top of my head. Can you, Cop? Guy that played, you know, like a University of Miami quarterback, he plays for the Dolphins. Or he played at Florida, he plays for the Dolphins, or he plays for the Jags, or he plays for the, well, I guess Jameis Winston is an example of that. He played at Florida State, he goes to the Bucs, they don't really do much.
I have a great, great situation for you to think about right now. Why didn't the Steelers draft Marino?
Well, we don't need to get into those
let's put that to the side.
That is the reason why they probably didn't draft him.
Right.
And they had already drafted Mark Malone in the first round before that. So that's how they ended up with Gabe Rivera, who had a very tragic thing happen to him.
Right.
But I think they knew too much about Marino.
They
over-scouted him because he played college football here and was from here.
Not saying that there's nothing bad about Tennessee. That's not where I'm going with this. I just think that they might be...
Leery.
Yes. I mean, that's a decent scenario to compare to, even though Kenny Pickett is totally opposite of Dan Marino in his college years.
I would be so excited to at least see if it could work. Because now I'm looking at Pickett, he compares to what Burrow did his last year at LSU. Now, they won the national championship, and he threw 50 touchdown passes and all that. But Pickett's not that far off. He's 20 touchdowns to one interception in six games. He has been, objectively, not just a pit bias and, you know, we're rooting for our guy here. Objectively, he has been the most productive player in college football this year. Quarterback in college football. Now, that doesn't always translate to the pros. There are a ton of Heisman Trophy winners that have gone on to have really crappy NFL careers that can't take the success that they had in college and put it into effect in the NFL. But you know what? A lot of those guys are in situations, Doran, where they were on incredible teams, like Matt Leinart, where he was just around NFL players, which made his job so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's not the case for Pickett.
For sure.
Now, have they played the toughest schedule? No. But it's not like he's surrounded by guys that are going to be first and second round picks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So he's had to earn it.
He's earned every bit of it. And look how he's playing. He's playing the way he's supposed to be playing, though.
I think he's even playing better than that.
Yes.
I didn't think of this. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put my hand in the air and be completely transparent and tell the truth here because that's all I do for our audience. You know, a couple years ago, I wanted them to bring Phil Jurkovec in and have him start over Kenny Pickett. I thought Jurkovec was better than him.
I mean, they're...
Would you disagree with that?
I still think that they're probably the same if Phil didn't get hurt this year. Phil had a great year leading up until he got hurt.
Who do you think has a better shot at being a great pro, Phil Jurkovec or Kenny Pickett?
That's very, very tough to say.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You are putting me on the spot. And you know what? I mean, with the Steelers draft Jurkovec.
I don't know if he's even going to come out because of this injury.
Well,
they need a quarterback. I want it to be Aaron Rodgers, but I feel like the Steelers don't have the guts to go out and make a move like that. So when I'm looking at things that could happen, all I'm asking everybody right now is let me know how it feels when I say Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback. And for you, I'm kind of getting the,
Yeah, I think that he would do better somewhere else.
Craig, how do you feel when I say it out loud? Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback. How's that hit you?
What's one of the things you know about me?
That you love to bet on things and usually get on your wife's bad side?
I don't want to lead you. Well, I mean, that's all unfortunately true. like Devin Bush screwed us over with a show. Where am I on Devin Bush now?
You think Robert Spillane should start over him?
Correct. Kenny Pickett does a phenomenal show with us.
Yes, he does.
So Kenny Pickett, Steelers quarterback, sign me up.
So what's good for Craig is good for the Steelers, bottom line.
And
selfish yep. Craig, if he thinks we could get the Steelers quarterback to do a weekly show with us next year,
he's on.
Craig is hoping that the Steelers draft him in the first round.
That is correct.
That's not exactly the most comprehensive analysis, but I guess I get where
truth.
He's coming from.
Isn't Joe Burrow from Ohio?
Yeah, he is.
There you go.
Now, he played at LSU and got...
But he was at Ohio State first, right?
Yeah, didn't really play there, though.
So, Ohio State, LSU, then back
what
to Ohio.
What a great one.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's letting playing for the home state team bother him that much. You mm-hmm. think so?
No. Man. But it's not direct.
Wow.
It's not playing for the Saints.
I just want to know if that is, for Steelers fans, something that they believe is a viable plan at quarterback after Ben. The guy that we've been watching play for 5 years right here at Heinz Field, he's right under your nose.
In the first round?
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be able to get him in the second round at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to be there at pick 50 with the way he's playing right now?
Nope.
I don't.
Nope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.